This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, here we go. Tee it up for hour three. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Wayne Allyn Root is actually in Washington, D.C. He's at the, the White House, right, hanging out with the president. In fact, maybe he's the reason why there was that historic signing today. I think he had something to do with it. Anyway, my name is Lee Elsie. You can reach out to me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Would love to hear from you wherever you may be across the entire country. It's always a lot of fun to fill in for the entire show. So I have a great hour planned for you. So you get a chance to spend a little time with me right now. But after this, after we take this break in a few minutes, we're going to have the one and only Bill O'Reilly join us to talk about his latest book, Killing Crazy Horse. So all that is coming up this hour, and I will keep Bill O'Reilly for as long as I possibly can. And we'll talk about a whole bunch of different stuff with him. So a couple things real quick. This California devastation with the fires, it's just remarkable to watch the video. Maybe that's not even the right word. Astonishing, heartbreaking, heart-wrenching to watch this and to see the people who have been displaced. Obviously, you've got people who have died. The wildlife that has been just devastated by all of this. And now we're wondering whether or not they were deliberately set, and possibly by these left-leaning agitators, another ugly stain on Antifa. Speaking of ugly, the Attorney General of South Dakota claimed he hit a deer while driving home from a Republican Party event Saturday night, but he actually hit a pedestrian. The state's Department of Public Safety confirmed Monday in a news release, 44-year-old Jason Ravsburg reported to authorities that he hit a deer. Well, that is not true. He actually hit a person, and that wasn't discovered until the following morning. The state's highway patrol is obviously looking into the incident. Right? Liar, liar. Who knows what he was doing? Drinking, texting, who knows? We'll find out. They will find out. They have ways to do that. Well, if you're a head coach in the NFL, you're going to have to wear your mask on the sidelines. Otherwise, you are going to pay a hefty fine. That's right. The NFL wants their coaches wearing their masks. If you're somebody who likes cheeseburgers, you're going to like this. You want to make some easy money. A gambling website has a unique and delicious opportunity for everyone who loves hamburgers. BonusFinder.com is based in Amsterdam, and they want to find the best cheeseburger in America. They're offering someone $500 to help them find it. So if you go out there and eat a bunch of cheeseburgers, and the one that you choose is actually the one that they choose because they choose it because you chose it, they're going to hand you $500 to go along with your coronary artery disease. This is a little bit disturbing in the world of politics. Forbes magazine released its annual list of the 400 wealthiest people in the world. I was actually looking on this list, and I know I'll never find myself. I was looking for Wayne, but he didn't make the top 400 this year. But anyway, 9 of the top 10 of the wealthiest Americans are actually on this list, are huge, mega Democrat donors. That is a bit of a problem. Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, Warren Buffett, Larry Ellison, Steve Ballmer, Elon Musk, Larry Page, Sergey Brin, and Alice Walton were on the list. They all gave chunks, big chunks of money to the Democrat Party. I know you're dying for a coronavirus update, so right now the Wuhan flu has 29,526,507 confirmed cases, 934,000 deaths, and here in the United States, 6,754,000 folks have gotten it, with just shy, probably by the end of the evening, we'll go over 200,000. So that is sad. As a result, they're saying, of some of this COVID stuff, meth use has jumped 20% in the United States. I guess people need a little something to do. So I guess they're looking towards meth. I know we're bouncing all over the place, but let's cover a few other things. So when you say, I love you to your dog, their heart rate skyrockets. I knew that was the case, my dog, with his wagon tail, although last night he was driving. He's driving all of us nuts here in the studio, barking like a lunatic. But your significant other may be sick of you by now, but your dog isn't. According to a new study, when an owner says, I love you to their dog, I love you, Ozzy, their heart rate immediately skyrockets 46%. So say I love you a little bit more to your dog. Speaking of the animal kingdom, this one will freak you out a little bit. A 62-year-old python at the St. Louis Zoo laid 7 eggs despite not being near a male in over 15 years. Experts at the St. Louis Zoo are trying to figure out how this 62-year-old python laid the 7 eggs. They say maybe what happens is pythons sometimes reproduce asexually, and this particular python, I guess, hasn't been near a male, as I said, but they can store eggs for long periods of time, and this actually would be apparently the oldest known python to actually lay eggs, so it's 62. So, and also, when it comes to nature and science, a cloned colt born in Texas at a Texas veterinary facility actually could help save this particular endangered horse species. 40 years they've kept this DNA, and finally they felt as though they had the technology to clone this horse, and they did. So that's pretty amazing. I've always thought about, you know, where are we going to be 100 years from now? What we see science-wise, I mean, we think about it, blows us away a little bit, but general sense of things, man, 100 years from now, they're going to be doing stuff that would absolutely make our head spin. So, 2/3 of the single people have officially lowered their standards. You knew it was going to happen. You get to a certain point, certain age, and, well, you just got to cash in your chips. These past 6 months have made a lot of people take a long, long, hard look at themselves in the mirror and study who they are and what they are. And many, 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 2/3, as a matter of fact, have officially lowered their standards. Now, it doesn't say why specifically. I mean, maybe it's just they want somebody to share times of heartache and strife. Or maybe they just really took a good hard look at themselves and they say, well, I think I should be with an 8 or a 9, when the truth is I maybe should be with a 3 or a 4. Just saying. Pepsi has created a new relaxation drink to help you sleep. Just what you need. Another thing to knock you out. I mean, aren't you a little nervous about taking that kind of stuff or drinking that kind of stuff? Like, drinking melatonin was the rage for the longest time. Are people still doing that? And if you are, aren't you a little concerned that if melatonin, like, were to stop being produced tomorrow, I know it's natural substance, etc., but wouldn't you be nervous that you would be sort of left holding the bag, so to speak? Maybe you wouldn't be able to get any sleep anymore? And one more. Football, I guess, now has scented candles that are on sale, including nachos and jockstrap. Not making it up. I'm not. Jockstrap. Who would want that? Speaking of making your head spin, a transsexual Satanist anarchist whose slogan is F the police wins the GOP nomination for a New Hampshire county sheriff. I'm not making this up. This is a true story. The pictures of this particular person are concerning, to say the least. Aria DeMezzo is a transsexual Satanist anarchist, nabbed the Republican nomination. You notice how I said the Republican nomination for sheriff in this New Hampshire county. What is wrong with these people? Actually, to give this person some credit, the idea was they wanted to prove how screwed up the political process was, in particular in New Hampshire. So this person ran and won, got over 4,000 votes to be the sheriff. Imagine having a satanic high priestess, transsexual anarchist as your sheriff. Man. And finally, the presidential fast fact of the day. These days, political arguments are settled with debates and heated discussion, maybe on cable news or talk radio. But in the early days of the United States, it was common for combatants to go face-to-face in a duel. The most famous was between Vice President Aaron Burr and former Secretary of Treasury Alexander Hamilton. Hamilton lost that one, but at least he got his face on the $10 bill and inspired the Broadway hit. The only president ever to kill a man in a duel, although he did it 23 years prior to him becoming president, was Andrew Jackson. In 1806, a political rival named Charles Dickinson, not of Iron Maiden, insulted his wife, Rachel, so Jackson issued a written challenge to a duel. Imagine what it was like living back then, man. Jeff, I duel you at midnight. And apparently they did. And Jackson then fired a shot that missed, although the rules of the duel allowed each man to fire only one shot. Jackson reloaded and fired again, this time striking Dickinson and killing him. That angered a lot of people who were upset that, of course, he broke the rules. The rules of the duel. Man, it's crazy. We got to take a break. Here's the deal. Ladies and gentlemen, waiting in the wings, we'll chat with the one and only Bill O'Reilly. He will join me next. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Wayne Allyn Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now OptiVita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you three silver applicators. A spray bottle, free. A dropper bottle, free. A fine mist nasal sprayer, free. All three free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember this special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com. Or call toll-free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text PROTECT. Protect 2A247-4747 and become a Second Amendment first responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text Protect 2A247-4747. Again, text Protect 2A247-4747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text Protect 2A247-4747.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Cornerstone Asset Metals. You know what gold and silver have done, the run they've been on since January, and it's going to continue. Everyone I know, the smartest guy I know is Kip Herridge. Right? He's been on the show so many times to tell you that gold and silver are just in the beginnings of a magical period. You want to buy gold and silver, you have to protect your income, you have to protect your assets, you have to protect your retirement. Buy it with Cornerstone Asset Metals. So many of my friends called me in the last 2 weeks, not even fans of the show, friends called me and said, Wayne, where do I buy my gold? And I gave them the name of the CEO at Cornerstone Asset Metals, and they called and said, Wayne Root sent me, and he's a great friend of mine, and a couple of them bought over $100,000 worth of gold and silver. And this is just the beginning of a massive gold and silver bull run. No promises in life, no guarantees, but to me it looks like the greatest ever. And I own a ton of gold and silver, and I always will, because God forbid the dollar goes down to almost zero or zero. I always want to be prepared, and, you know, the dollar could go to zero, dollar could go down 800%, and gold would go up 800%, and you'd hang in there. You'd be okay while the rest of the world is starving. And you could roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k right now into a precious metals IRA, and you could do it for free, no cost. Open a precious metals retirement account, no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. For more information or to register or to just do it, call 888-8GOLD now. Do it, 888-8GOLD. 8 Gold now, or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Man, do I have a special guest for you guys. The success in broadcasting and publishing is unmatched. This iconic anchor of the O'Reilly Factor, highest rated cable news broadcast in the nation for 16 consecutive years. His website, BillO'Reilly.com, followed by millions. His no spin news is broadcast weekday nights at 8 o'clock and 11 o'clock on the First TV, a new media network available across digital platforms, including Roku, Amazon, Apple TV, many, many others. He's authored an astonishing 15 number one ranked nonfiction books, including the Historical Killing series, which we're going to talk about today. In addition to 3 Emmys on his mantle, he holds a history degree from Marist, a master's degree in broadcast journalism from Boston University, and yet another master's degree from Harvard. I'm exhausted to introduce you to the great Bill O'Reilly. Bill, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it, Lee. You got through the whole thing. My God.
I'm exhausted.
I know, so am I, just from listening.
Well, I'm sorry about that. You know, I did extensive research on Neil Young to do this interview, and I found out late that I made a mistake, so it's not that crazy horse. It's another crazy horse. So listen, all that you have done, is this where you wanted to be in life right now?
Well, you know, I used to work at WFSB in Hartford, Connecticut. That was my first main anchor job way back in the early 1980s. And I wanted to be a journalist on television who made a difference. And I accomplished that. I worked for ABC News and CBS News and then a syndicated show called Inside Edition. I worked my way up. So, yes, I went to Boston U off a high school history teaching stint in Miami, Florida. I've always loved history, but I decided, you know, I think I'm going to get into the journalism world because of Woodward and Bernstein, and now Woodward's back in the news today. And so it's worked out for me, but I worked hard. I moved around the country. I visited 82 foreign countries, covered 4 wars. So I worked hard, and that's the beauty of America. You work hard, get educated, you can do anything.
All right, so we have a very special guest here joining us on the USA Radio Network, and I am going to keep him as long as he will stay with us on the air. His name is Bill O'Reilly. Maybe you've heard of it before. You can even make a case that he might be considered the godfather of all cable network news programs. Without him, I don't think it would have exploded like it has. All the great books, all the accolades, and I've got to be completely honest, when I was first starting out in this business, there were people that you tuned into just about every day to get a feeling as to where they were on a specific subject. Not necessarily to steal it, but you wanted to know what Bill O'Reilly was thinking about this, and you wanted to know what he was planning to say about that, and it made a difference. And over the last 2 decades, he's written so many best-selling books. This incredible Killing series, which is what we're talking about today, is one of them, with Killing Crazy Horse. So it's an honor for me to get a chance to sit down and chat with Bill O'Reilly today. But I do have to take a very quick break. So we'll come right back. We'll continue this conversation. I'll hold him hostage as long as he will let me. So please don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden both out on the road this Tuesday. The president taking part in a conversation with undecided voters in Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, Joe Biden courting Hispanic voters down in Florida. People in Alabama are being told to get out before Hurricane Sally hits tonight or tomorrow morning. President Trump has declared disasters in Alabama and Mississippi. He's also approved Mississippi's request for FEMA help.
Those residents of Mississippi, Alabama, Florida that live along the coast that think, hey, I'm just going to get this surge and I'm out of it. Those that live farther inland really have to be careful about flooding, flash flooding. Heed the directions of your local and state emergency managers and keep your family safe.
FEMA Administrator Pete Gaynor on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, and I am filling in for Wayne Allen Root, who actually is having a meet and greet with President Donald Trump. He is in Washington, D.C., and he will be back tomorrow night. But right now, I've got a very special guest. We'll continue our conversation. The one and only, the legendary Bill O'Reilly. His latest book, Killing Crazy Horse, The Merciless Indian Wars in America. In the title, the word merciless, which I think is a perfect fit, perfect title. It feels like this time in American history with the brutality, it seems like it was 1,000 years ago when you read this, but it was only 5 or 6 generations ago. Is it remarkable to you to think about how brutal it was back then?
Well, I didn't know anything about it. Even though I was a history teacher, I had a history degree, when Martin Dugard, my co-author, and I started researching Killing Crazy Horse, and we subtitled it The Merciless Indian Wars in America, because that's exactly what they were. 77 years, from 1813 to about 1890, that's what we write about, and it was as brutal as there's ever been on this planet. But it isn't what a lot of people think it is. So today we hear white supremacy, white privilege, a country's evil, a country was surrounded, was founded on racism, all of this. It's not what happened in the Indian Wars. I mean, you had essentially a bunch of people coming from Europe who couldn't read or write English. They were desperately poor. The government wanted them to go west of the Mississippi because foreign nations in Europe were looking to settle that territory, and we had bought it in the Louisiana Purchase, and we needed people out there. Now, these weren't white supremacists or white racists. These were just people from England and France, Germany, came across and wanted just a little patch of land to feed their families and have some freedom. And that's what it was. And they run full into the Indian nations who had been there for thousands of years, and they're going, what the deuce are you doing here?
Right.
I mean, this is our land.
Right.
And so the conflict stemmed from that. But there weren't, it wasn't a, well, now we're going to get the Indians and enslave them. In fact, it was a law passed by Congress under James Monroe that said whites were not allowed to settle west of the Mississippi. You couldn't do it. Of course, everybody ignored the law because there was no law in west of Mississippi to enforce it. But they were cognizant, Washington was, that, yes, the Indians are out there. We're shipping the East Coast Indians out to west, and now we're going to leave them alone. Of course, that didn't happen. And, you know, it's interesting in Connecticut, talking to you, Lee, because you hear reparations for African Americans, and we need reparations for slavery, and a big divisive issue in the United States. The government did give reparations to Native Americans in the form of casino licenses. And all you have to do is go out to Foxwoods or Mohegan Sun in Connecticut, and you can see the reparations. They gave the Indians the right to build these casinos with one caveat. The money that you make has to stay on the reservation of the people who live there. And that's reparations, but it's reparations in a form that doesn't hurt anybody. And so this is all woven into, we don't do the modern Indian thing in Killing Crazy Horse, but you'll understand what happened and be able to fend off the far left kooks that are trying to tell you that it's all about the white man's brutality. Yes, there was a lot of that, but that's not what it was all about.
So I'm glad you brought that up, because that was actually one of my questions. As the settlers made their way across the country, it wasn't an Indian thing. It was a land thing, right? So it's not anti-Indian necessarily, but now here we are all these years later, and like you had just said, everyone's trying to make us feel guilty. So I shouldn't feel guilty here sitting here talking to you today, right?
Unless you've done something wrong that I don't know about, Lee.
All right,
I mean, you know, these people look at me and they go, well, you have white privilege. I go, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Let me take you to Levittown, Long Island, where I was raised. You'll see kind of white privilege I had. I mean, I understand the mentality that if you're a Caucasian, people aren't looking at your skin color in a derisive way. I got it. And that many African Americans believe, and I think it's true in some cases, that their skin color has held them back. But the government and the society that we live in has tried to stop that, and I think largely succeeded. You know, Barack Obama, I always put him up as the best example because I know him. And he and I have had conversations about this. Barack Obama was a poor kid. He didn't have a father, and his mother was a nutty hippie running around Indonesia. He was raised by his elderly grandparents in Honolulu. He did not pay a dime for Columbia University degree, for a Harvard Law School degree. Not a cent.
Right.
And so the country and the taxpayer... Me, you,
right.
We made Barack Obama's life possible. And I'm going, is that evil? I mean, I don't understand. So when you look at all of this, if you step back away from the emotion, the United States is a noble nation, flawed, and we need to stop the George Floyd stuff. We got to police up the police themselves now. You guys got to stop. We can't have that. And every sane person knows that. But it's not a systemic racism where the society wakes up every day and says, well, yeah, we're going to punish black people today and Native Americans. We're going to go out and do that. That doesn't happen. But yet the media buys into it and pushes this garbage, and it just infuriates me.
And the animosity is beginning to grow, too. We have been better. Every day got better and better racism-wise until, like, the last, let's say, since the COVID thing hit. And it's blown up, I think, in a big way. And I think there are people out there who are getting angry at what they see every day on the nightly news.
But, well, you saw it in the Kansas City-Houston game, yeah, where the announcer goes, we're going to have a moment of silence for, you know, so we can all come together. And some of the crowd booed. The reason they booed was because they don't want this social justice thing rammed down their throat at a football game.
Yeah.
That's why.
I agree. Plus, I'm already feeling like I feel like I am already together. I don't need to be lectured. I know that I don't feel the racism.
I almost threw something at the TV set when this Chris Collinsworth went on, the one of the broadcasters on NBC,
yeah,
and started virtue signaling before the game. You know, spare me.
Yeah.
I don't need to hear this. Oh, I stand with the players. Hey, you know, I look, we know you're noble, Chris. We know you're the greatest guy and so enlightened. Okay, just call a game, all right? If you want to go up against me on BillO'Reilly.com, you're welcome anytime to come in and debate this. Of course, he would never do that in a million years. But, you know, Killing Crazy Horse, and this is the ninth in the Killing series,
right.
17 million copies of my books in print. It's an amazing journey. This will arm you with facts. If you, you know, want to discuss things with people, it is, if you read Killing Lincoln about slavery and Killing Crazy Horse and Killing England about the Founding Fathers, you'll have more facts and you'll be able to overwhelm these people that are putting forth that the USA is a bad country.
So I'm going through some of this stuff, the things I learned, you know, Indian removal beginning in 1825. Then you've got these incredibly brutal measures to completely rid, I guess, California of Indians as well. And as you had said, Ulysses S. Grant actually tried to, like, sell or buy the land from Sitting Bull and Crazy Horse. They refused, and then everything sort of went to hell after that, right?
Yeah, Grant was sympathetic to Native Americans, but he wasn't a strong man. I mean, it's interesting to say that about the Civil War guy who pretty much won the war, but he wasn't. He wasn't a strong guy. He didn't dig in, and he knew that there was gold in the Black Hills, and that was gonna, you know, cause the USA to violate the treaty with the Sioux. And the Sioux had no interest in gold. I mean, this was their ancestral ground, so, you know, that conflict was coming from the very beginning. And the reason I put Crazy Horse on the cover of the book was he was the most brilliant Native American military tactician. He wasn't the chief. He was the Minister of War. They actually had a Minister of War. Sitting Bull was the chief who never fought in a battle. Almost like Dwight Eisenhower, who was the supreme commander of World War II, if you read Killing Patton. Eisenhower never fought in a war, in a battle, never fought. And neither did Sitting Bull. But Crazy Horse defeated the U.S. Army time after time after time. And finally they said, well, our best general is Custer, who, you know, became a hero at Gettysburg, and sent him out to get Crazy Horse. And there goes old George, like, we're going to kick their butt. Well, it really didn't turn out that way.
Yeah, it didn't work out too well.
No.
Is that part of the reason why you wrote this book when you started to get into it, is that you wanted to give some credit to Crazy Horse? Because, you know, like him and Geronimo.
Oh, yeah. Look, Crazy Horse and Cochise, the Apache chief, were never in battle by the U.S. Army. All right? They won all of their engagements. And the only reason that Crazy Horse couldn't fight on was because they just ran out of warriors and ran out of food and ammo, and he couldn't fight anymore. Cochise, he died of natural causes, and the Apache were still on the loose in Arizona. So these guys are just fascinated me, because as you said in the beginning, Lee, we don't know anything about them.
Right.
And so in the first 2 days of Killing Crazy Horse been on the market, we sold 130,000 copies.
Yet another absolute huge success. We are talking to the legendary broadcaster, writer, pioneer in the broadcasting industry, the one and only Bill O'Reilly. We'll take a very quick time out. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
For the same protection. And if you or your loved ones have to wear a mask, wear a brand that offers not only a high level of protection, but also comfort and breathability. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in multiple sizes for adults, teens, and children. Boomer Naturals, offering America's best face masks. You get 3 cloth layers enhanced with nano silver protection to block tiny drops and particles. These are U.S. lab certified to give 99.9% antimicrobial protection, and that's what we all want right now, a mask that protects. Boomer offers masks in multiple sizes, and they all have adjustable nose pieces and ear loops for the right fit. Plus, they come in many different patterns and colors. Get Boomer Nano Silver masks and gaiters today at BoomerNaturals.com and save 20% when you use the code WARRADIO20. That's WARRADIO20 for 20% off only at BoomerNaturals.com. Boomer masks are also available at your local CVS pharmacy.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $50. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail? Well, those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at the greatest prices, go to themagamall.com. The MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. I love them. They pride themselves in offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR, and 10. Remember, to get great quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. 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 Go to themagamall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne will be back tomorrow night. He's in Washington, D.C., a special invite from President Donald Trump. But we have Bill O'Reilly with us today. We're talking about Bill's book, the latest in the Killing series, Killing Crazy Horse. I think I read yesterday you were sixth in Amazon or fifth in Amazon as far as right away.
Yeah, and the only guys in front of me are the We Hate Trump books, all right? Which, you know, I mean, yeah. If you hate Trump, you'll sell some copies. But there is a hunger in this country to know the truth about how the United States was formed.
And he's a fascinating figure. He really is. Now, I also read that he was, when not in battle, very shy and gentle. Is that true? Did you find that out or no?
Crazy Horse?
Yeah.
Charismatic leader. We don't know exactly on a day-to-day basis as much about him as we do as Cochise, for example. DeGard and I researched this from the Native American point of view. The oral history was passed down from generation to generation and then finally written down. I mean, we couldn't cover the Battle of Little Bighorn, Custer's Last Stand, from the white point of view because there were no whites that were alive to tell us what happened. We had to go.
Right.
To the Indian point of view. And in that point of view, they weren't big on touchy-feely descriptions of their Indian leaders. So I got to be honest, we know that that Crazy Horse is very charismatic,
right.
that he could basically tell the warriors anything and they'd do it, which, of course, is the mark of a great military leader.
I got to say, I'm reading the prologue, and we're talking to the great Bill O'Reilly, his book, Killing Crazy Horse, The Merciless Indian Wars in America. So I'm reading the prologue, and I feel like it's going 1,000 miles an hour, right? So your vision of what's unfolding and what's about to unfold with, you know, the warriors getting bitten by the insects and sitting around in the sweat, and et cetera. But you got this one passage in there. Soldiers, women, children, Spaniards, friendly Indians fell together in a heap. The dying and the dead scalped, mutilated, wounded, bloody to be consumed, long by fire or to become food for hungry dogs and buzzards. I mean, does it get any better than that? I mean, every page, is that your goal every page when you're writing something? Bring that
vision.
Well,
we want to write exciting books, so you start this book at 8 p.m., you're going to look at the clock and it's going to be 2 a.m.
Right.
You're not going to be able to put it down. You're describing the battle at Fort Mims in South Alabama. The Creeks had had enough. The Creek Nation was in northern Florida and southern Georgia and Alabama. And, you know, their leader, William Weatherford, educated by whites, half white, half Indian, said, look, we got to attack these people at Fort Mims, 300 of them. And they wiped them out. And after that happened in 1813, that was the beginning of Washington saying we can't have this. So who did they send down? Old Andrew Jackson. One of the toughest guys that you have ever seen goes down and he defeats the Creeks. And then when Jackson became president, you know, he didn't give the Indians any quarter, although he and his wife adopted an Indian orphan that Jackson wiped out. He wiped out the tribe, but it was his baby that, you know, the soldiers were not supposed to be killing babies and women, although some whites did. But he adopted an Indian baby, Andrew Jackson. So, I mean, again, this is the duality of it. It's not the way it's being portrayed in social media and in the media today on TV and radio. It's a much more complicated situation. But believe me, you did not want to be caught by Native American tribes. Most of them. You did not want that. In fact, all the soldiers always kept one bullet in the chamber, even when they ran out of ammo, to kill themselves.
How about that? Bill O'Reilly, the book, Killing Crazy Horse, The Merciless Indian Wars in America. I know you got to go, but you don't mind. Let me throw you three quick questions. I didn't realize you played semi-pro baseball with the New York Monarchs, and I went to Old Dominion. The reason why this popped up is our nickname was the Monarchs. So what was semi-pro baseball like back then?
Well, it was a summer league. It was all black except me on the team. I never had more laughs in my life. All right. Primary guys were from Brooklyn. I was from Nassau County. We played out in Oceanside, Long Island, doubleheaders, all summer long.
Right.
And the league was showcased to Major League scouts. That's why it was put together.
Okay.
So these were guys who didn't go to school, maybe dropped out of high school, no college, but were phenomenal baseball players. I was a good pitcher. They needed me. I would always pitch the second game of the doubleheader, Lee. You know why?
No.
Because a lot of the players would be hungover in the first game.
All right.
I caught on real fast that they were much better in the second game because we were playing Sunday mornings and Saturday nights in Brooklyn are pretty lively.
Oh, that's good. That's good. All right, listen, there's a rumor you're going to get back on the radio. Is that something you could share with us or no?
Well, we're doing a radio, a syndicated radio deal across the country. We got 300 affiliates, and that's going really well. It's the old Paul Harvey format. And now I'm going to do WABC in New York, the big legacy station in the city, picked up my podcast.
Great.
It'll be on from 10 to 11 p.m. each night.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so things are going real well here. We're rocking and rolling. We have, I think, the most successful podcast on BillO'Reilly.com in the world. I don't think there's anybody who's doing better than we are. Millions of people coming in now. And I'm the CEO, and it's such a relief for me not to have to work for anybody else, I got to tell you.
Good for you. Well, listen, it's an honor. I grew up in this business listening and watching you, so you were always my favorite, and I appreciate you coming on today. I know you got a million of these to do, but we wish you the best of luck with the book, Killing Crazy Horse. I'm sure they can get it everywhere, right?
Oh, yeah. Anywhere that books are sold, as they say. And anytime you want to chat, Lee, I enjoy talking to you, so just give me a ring.
Thank you, Bye. Bill. I appreciate that. We are completely out of time. Those of you on the left coast, enjoy the rest of the afternoon. Those of you on the east coast, have a safe evening. Wayne Allen Root will be back tomorrow night. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare.
there's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.